Yes, we're drinking at the Last Chance Saloon on the Davibet Welsh Premier League podcast. Four teams, two games, one place in Europe left. We're in Shotgun Alley trying to find out who's going to be the top dog. To help us with that, the man who is the good, the bad and the ugly of the Welsh Premier League, Mark Jonah Jones, will be speaking to him. We'll also be hearing from the Newtown manager, Chris Hughes, and also the Gap Connors Gee manager, Andy Morrison, about their fights and looking back at that Welsh Cup. But let's get straight into Desert Alley. Jonah, we have the big one now, don't we? What was it like for you when you were in these playoff scenarios?
They're almost, like I said, Mac, they're like Welsh Cup semi-finals, really. They're a chance, you know, to get to the playoff final, and the eventual winner gets to Europe. You know, it's a wonderful finish to a season for either club. It's like it's just like the Championship playoffs when you play in the English football pyramid system and you go to Wembley. It's, you know, it's just the Welsh alternative to that. But it's not promotion, but our prize is a wonderful European venture, should they say, and at least £200,000 in money. So it's absolutely, you know, it's massive for all four clubs involved in this season's tournament. Newtown and Airbus have been regular of late in Europe, so perhaps they, you know, they'll be desperate to get back in. But also the other two, Carmarthen Town and Gap Connors Quay, you know, it'll be, if they got to Europe this year, it would have been on the back of maybe surprises, because Gap Connors Quay looked to be struggling at the start of the year. Carmarthen did well to get in the sevens, so if one of them two got in, it'd be absolutely amazing.
Well, this is Newtown's territory, of course. They are used to being the people that get through these playoffs and did well for us in Europe last season. Let's hear from Chris Hughes, the manager of Newtown, about how he's going to approach this game. Chris joins me on the line now. Yes, Chris, this is your territory. Newtown love a bit of playoff action, don't they?
You know, it's a huge achievement again for the football club. I think this is the third season on the bounce now that we've been in the playoffs. It's a big thing for the club, and you know, we're looking forward to the game. We know it's going to be a difficult game, but you know, we know what the incentive and the prize on offer.
Is it a different mentality? It's like cup games, really, isn't it?
Yeah, the one-off games. You know, we showed last year that, you know, we played away in the two games last year. You know, we were probably the underdogs last year. Probably the same again this year. You know, the strong sides in the competition as well. So, yeah, that, you know, we'll treat them as one game at a time. And we're looking forward to Saturday. You know, we've worked hard in the last 2 weeks since the Airbus away game, our last game in the league, and we're looking forward to playing them again on Saturday.
How do you feel about facing Airbus?
You know, whoever you play is always a difficult game. You know, they're a strong side. Andy's done a great job there. You know, they qualified for the Europa League the last three seasons, finished third last year and second 2 years prior. So people will make them the favourites. And rightly so as well. You know, rightly so. They should be the favourites because, you know, they've got a strong squad of players and a good manager. But, you know, we'll go into it and we're quite confident.
Well, Jonah, of course, this is territory for them. They love a bit of playoff action, don't they?
Chris Hughes, he caught up with me at TNS about a month ago, and he said, "Hey, Jonah, you're a bit late giving us the tag of big match teams." He said, "Because we earned that in the last couple of years." I said, "Okay, Chris, fair enough, and let's see if they can, you know, do it again." They seem to be the people who likes the playoffs. They're on form of late. They beat TNS. They got Shane Sutton back. I had a slight, you know, somebody asked me, Tommy Morgan asked me on the Welsh Cup final on Saturday, if I had to pick one, I may be edged towards Newtown because of their playoff experience.
That's very interesting, because Airbus have done well for themselves in the Welsh Cup up until losing in the final, of course, and they've been quite a strong team, Airbus. So for you to say that Newtown might have the edge, is that all about the venue? Is that all about this experience they have in these playoffs?
That's what I mean. I think it may well just be the experience of the playoffs. Airbus UK, I mean, I've seen Andy Priest's interview again at half-time and full-time on the cup final on Saturday, and he's right what he said. I think his team had about 10, you know, goal-scoring, 60-40 at least goal-scoring chances against TNS, which proved really, you know, they did play well on the day, but the luck just wasn't with them, and you've got to take your chances to win trophies. That's why TNS are the best, because they do. But if they play as well as they played Saturday, I'm sure he'll think, Andy Priest may think, that Airbus could, you know, get to the final. It'd be a really intriguing game, this, you know. Like you say, Newtown have the experience of the playoffs. Airbus have usually made Europe over the last 3 years. So, to get a price on these two, I couldn't split them. But I just sort of edging towards Newtown's Way because of their experience over the last couple of seasons.
Airbus don't mind travelling, though. They don't mind going away, and they do quite well on certain away games. So, yeah, I mean, it will be an exciting game. And, of course, the good news is for you, that's the one you're doing on Scorio on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it will definitely be a great game. You know, you've got the likes of two good centre-forwards, Oswell, Budrys, the wingers. You know, whether they play a different system again Saturday now, because they went with a back three. They usually set up with a back four and play with, you know, with wide wingers. They may go back to that Saturday to, you know, what's got them into Europe over the last three seasons. But Newtown on their home territory, it just is a very, very intriguing game, and it'll really be one to look forward to on Saturday.
And one thing I didn't ask, Chris, which I should have, Shane Sutton being back in contention, that's one heck of a boost as well, isn't it?
Oh, magnificent. I mean, we were at the game when Shane broke his leg early on in the season. He's a star. He's not that old, in fact. He's only about 27, Shane, but it seems like he's been around, well, I think he has a decade at least in the Welsh Premier League, and he's a tremendous player. So it's nice to see him back, the Viking. And he'll be key at set plays because he's one of the best header of the balls. And Sutton against Budrys will be a good battle on Saturday.
Well, it'll be one we're watching. Now, on Sunday comes the other semi-final. It is Gapconnor's Quay against Carmarthen up at Gapconnor's Quay ground. And the good news, people, who could imagine this? Free football on a Sunday. Free football this Sunday. As Gapconnor's Quay say, if you want to come and see the game, just turn up. We're not after any money. It will be a great game, a chance to get into Europe for both sides. Let's hear from Andy Morrison, the Gapconnor's Quay manager.
We've been to two semi-finals and now we've got a home tie in the playoffs. So full credit to the players for taking on board what I've asked of them. And, you know, I'm working extremely hard and now they've got their reward. Just got to go and push again for, you know, to try and get past this game to get to the final.
And do you think the momentum's with you because of the recent results?
No, momentum's with nobody in the playoffs. And, you know, I've been in playoffs before. I've been a team that have been formed team all year and then they've been knocked down the playoffs. And I've also seen the other side of it where a team have come with a late challenge like Carmarthen and they've gone the whole way. So there is no favourites in this. It's just down to how things are going to be on the day.
Is there anything to learn from those previous games you've played against Carmarthen? Because obviously before you turned up, they lost to Carmarthen in that first game, but then you won 4-0. Anything to glean from those previous encounters?
No, there's new players in at Carmarthen. There's obviously new players that we've brought in. So no, it's not. I mean, like I say, all form goes out the window and you can't look at previous results. It's a one-off game. And when the referee blows the whistle to start the game, you know, both teams will believe they've got as good a chance as each other to win.
And if you don't get Europe this season, is that a failure or is that based on what happened at the first half of the season and it gives you hope that next season it will be easier?
You know, things, obviously, they didn't get off to a great start and we were bottom of the league. But, you know, they've had a run. And when you get into this position now, you know, I've heard all, there'd be loads of spin and nonsense spoke. You know, but that's not me. You know, it bores the life out of me having to listen to all that. You know, we're the underdogs, and you know, we've done so well to come this far. If you're in the semi-finals and you don't make it, then you know it's failure. Simple as that. You can reflect afterwards and say, well, we've done this or we've done that. But the fact of the matter is, we've got a home tie, and anything but a victory for me will be failure, because you know that's the sort of standards that we have to set. You know, the chairman has high expectations and I think that reflects down to me and through the team, and you know, we've got to be given a great account of ourselves and we'll be bitterly disappointed if we don't get the right result.
Jonah, free football. We all like a bit of free football, don't we?
Oh, magnificent by the Gapconnor's Quay committee. You know, sometimes towards the end of the season, what they're trying to say, I think, is their fans have paid every game during the season to see them get towards the playoffs. They thank their fans in the way that they're going to let them in 4-0 for this playoff semi-final. Very, very positive by Gapconnor's Quay. And, you know, shall we say, you'd like to see a few more clubs doing that come towards the end of the season. Whether they can afford it or not is another matter, but they're just rewarding their fans for supporting them all season. Well done.
Well, they've had a good mindset ever since Andy Morrison came in and turned the club around. And, you know, they are where they are on merit because they've battled in that second half of the season. And arguably, there's a lot of momentum with them.
There's definitely momentum with them. I mean, they met earlier in South Wales with Carmarthen Town winning 1-0. Lewis Allen's first half strike. Gab Konski got their revenge on the second phase. They, you know, they were 4-0 winners with a Nick Rushton hat-trick and an Ashley Ruane strike. So I think Gab Konski will start as favourites. But, you know, two different coaches. You know, Morrison, he's strong coach, and he's turned Gab Konski round into a very formidable outfit. Hazelwood, he's, you know, he's apt to spring in a few shocks, Hayes. So you see what he'll do on the day. I'm sure he'll be bullish about his youngsters maybe having, you know, good legs on the day, and they haven't played for a couple of weeks, so they'll be fresh. So it'll be an interesting one, this. I see Gab Konski are favourites, and Gab Konski, in fact, do start as favourites for the playoff, with Gab Konski at 7-4, Airbus 9-4, Newtown 11-4, and Carmarthen and the outsider of the four at 4-1. So Dafabet see Gab Konski as the favourites. Can Hazelwood work some magic and knock the favourite out on Saturday?
And a reminder, if you want to put a few quid on that, go to davabet.com. For all the latest odds, please gamble responsibly. Hazelwood is an interesting character. We've had him on the podcast a few times, and he always talks about them being the underdogs, that, you know, small club, small town, obviously a bit of a rugby town, Carmarthen as well. But, you know, despite all of that, they've played hard, they've worked hard, and they've got into good places. And you know, I actually accept that as a point. And he will be seen as the underdog here again, and he'll probably use that to his advantage, won't he?
Yeah, he'll use that as his advantage. Listen, Hayes has been around. He's a master of psychology in the Welsh Premier League. He's a great talker. And he does, yeah, every manager, to be fair, will try and do their job and make their team the underdog. Almost every manager. You know, everybody prefers the underdog tag. But at the end of the day, it's what happens on Sunday at 3:30 what counts.
Well, it is going to be a great game. There's some good scorers in that Carmarthen Town team, and more importantly, free football. Why would you not want to go and see two teams battle it out for European places for free? I mean, there's not many clubs that are offering that, I can tell you. Okay, let's look quickly back in time, Jonah. We had the Welsh Cup on Monday. Great affair down at the racecourse. Obviously, the winners, congratulations to TNS. Very professional performance. But like you've said earlier, you know, Airbus had their chances, didn't they?
Half volley after about 10 minutes, I think. Budrys, he smashed it over the top. Kearney had a couple of free headers. You know, their chances did come and go, but they didn't stick the ball in the back of the net. And every time it was happening, you know, we could hear Nick Parry and Malcolm, the one end, and Tommy Morgan alongside me saying, if you're going to beat New Saints in a cup final, you've got to stick your chances away. What happens? It goes the other end. Half chance to the man of the match on the day, Ryan Brobble. He stuck it away. It was an excellent goal. It was a real goal poacher's goal. It was underrated most probably at the time, but swiveled on a sixpence and put in the back of the net. And then Quigley made it 2-0 in the second period. They make it look easy, but again, I don't think until it stops, you can underestimate the achievement of winning 6 trophies in a row. It's a magnificent achievement, considering how strong the other sides are getting as well. Airbus UK, like you said, Saturday, they really competed in every department, and they come away 2-0.
And you're right, the level of the other players in the other teams has gone absolutely brilliantly. And I suppose TNS welcome that. They feel they're getting a bit more of a challenge. But coming back to Ryan Brobble, it's so much Twitter chat about him after that game. A lot of people talking him up and looking slightly forward to next season, Jonah. Is Brobble the man we need to look at for next season for TNS? Is he going to do more damage than he's done this season?
Well, to be honest, Mark, it took him a couple of weeks to get into it. He obviously joined the club, and he's got to, you know, he had to learn their way of playing, and their movement is second to none in this league. Got a lot of standards of football because of their training every day, and their coaching system is, you know, their movement off the ball is brilliant. Bobbles took a bit of time to get adapted to it, but since he has adapted to it, he'll definitely now become a key player for them. I know they think very highly of his ability. And I may have to agree, he could be one to watch out for next season.
And sticking with TNS, they've invested for the future again here now. News that they've signed Tom Matthews from Queen's Park Rangers, no less. I know a bit about him, Jonah. What do you know about him?
Well, to be honest, Mark, I didn't know a lot about him, but he's a decent defender. They were talking about him as an England prospect. You know, he played against Manchester United star Marcus Rashford in the under-21 Youth Cup and was supposed to have had a great game. He was the under-18s captain. You know, he's progressed now to a regular under-21 player, having, you know, joined from Norwich City, but he's now decided to play UEFA Champions League football with TNS. Does he see this as a decent career move? Reserves for Queen's Park Rangers. He may have had reserves for a year or two. He now may want to go out and blood himself properly as a, you know, competitive centre-half in a game where every point counts. It may, you know, it may enhance his career.
Yeah, the reports I've had back from QPR, the work he did in the under-18s team, definitely, which was quite a tough cup for the under-18s in the year that he was there. It's quite spectacular. He does come with a very good rep at QPR, and I suppose one day he might end up back there. But you're right, giving him the chance to play at a higher level for European football, if you like. But I suppose, as we keep on coming back to, the higher level that he would face against the progression of teams now in the Welsh Premier League is probably more than he's going to get in a reserves at QPR.
Well, Mac, I'm just thinking whether there's, you know, even agents now and, you know, managers. Will the Welsh Premier Club now, or will Welsh Premier Clubs become places where English Premier League sides, they often see, you know, you see the squads like Chelsea's, you see the squads like, you know, Arsenal's with about 50 or 60 players in and all that. Maybe, you know, they might start along the way, say, especially with a couple of their youngsters, hey, let's have put them down. Maybe we might get a few loans from a couple of big Premier or Championship clubs into the Welsh Premier League to say, go and play competitive football for a year or two and harden yourself up. That will only enhance our reputation as a league.
It will indeed. And something else that's enhanced our reputation, we all know I had a soft spot for them at the start of the season. They've done the business for me. Everybody in Europe needs to learn where Llandudno is next season, don't they, Jonah?
Well, I can't believe it, Mac. You know, I've heard they're maybe rebuilding the pier and calling it the Alan Morgan Pier. I wouldn't have gone that far, but either the lad's a legend in Llandudno, no.
I mean, it's an obviously great achievement, helped, unfortunate, by the misfortune of Airbus. We know that, so that's the bad part of it. But, you know, Llandudno were consistent throughout the season, battling for that second, third space all the time. And, yeah, well, what's your thought on this? They're going straight into European football in their first season. We know that they're pretty set up as a good club. We know that they've had their first experience of high-level Welsh football this season. But, you know, what's the thinking about playing in Europe? Is it get into the first round, take your money and go?
Well, I know Morgs, right, and I know the ambition at that club, and they might target the first round. Every Welsh club last year did well in the first round, right? And I think they will all enter the draw looking to progress to the second round. It is so vital to their clubs, like you said. Newtown was supposed to have won in a region of €440,000 last year, right? And Llandudno and Bala, and obviously TNS will hopefully, you know, be doing it again. By the way, listen, Mac, Alan Morgan has been a great supporter of this podcast during the year, and he's come on any time we wanted to. May I just say, no, I think he's gone a bit big time on us. I asked him earlier on, could he do an interview for us? He said, sorry, mate, I'm doing Talk Sport with Colin Murray. Morgs, that is big time, mate.
Talk what? Never heard of it. What do they do? I tell you what, they would have struggled. That's the first time they've known where Wales is. Did somebody have to send them a map before they did the interview?
Where you're from, Morgan.
Exactly. Look, congratulations to everybody at Llandudno. It's a brilliant setup, and they've done really well on the pitch as well, which is important. And yeah, European football coming their way, and what an experience that will be. Also for Bala, of course, and as you mentioned, TNS, we've just got one name in the hat to fill when we all go pile over to Geneva to get into the awards. You've got a little trick of New Jonah, which you employed once to get into the draws and sort of sit there with all the celebrity managers. I remember a time when you played a little trick with Carmarthen Town.
No, Matt, we went there with Carmarthen, and obviously they have the Champions League draw before the Europa League draw there, or it was the UEFA Cup then, and you're supposed to have little cards against the Champions League draw. But, you know, with our Del Boy attitudes down here in Cardiff, it didn't take us long to get Champions League badges, mate, and we were straight in.
And you offered a little bit of advice to Rafa Benitez at the time, because he needs a bit of advice from the likes of you, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was right. It was Rick Parry, in fact. It was Rick Parry, the Liverpool chief executive, was at the draw. And I was lucky to be there when TNS drew Liverpool, and all the media were there as we were there. They were all getting around, and Rick Parry walked past, and he walked past me, and I said, "How are you doing, Rick?" He said, "Hello, how are you?" I said, "I'm the manager of Carmarthen Town." I said, if Rafa needs anything, don't worry. I said, they only beat us 1-0 in the Welsh Cup final. And he was very glad of our advice.
Wow. Scout for Liverpool, manager of Carmarthen Town.
Don't tell Ken McKenna, by the way.
I tell you what, your career's gone on the up, hasn't it? Fantastic. And, of course, co-presenter of the Davbet Welsh Premier League podcast, which is the...
Brilliant, mate.
Yeah, that's where it ends. Oh, the other one I've got to say congratulations to before we go, Cardiff Met. Cardiff Met, of course, are in now.
Yes, they suffered heartbreak the year before when they were when Haverford West defeated Aberdare 5-0 on the last day of the season. And I know a couple of lads who were there at that game when they generally broke their hearts. They really did. But to be fair to their man, Christian Edwards, they've seen out another season and they've won it. They may win it in style now with two games left. Barry Town have put up a tremendous performance, you know, in trying to get back into the Welsh Premier League. And I'm sure their time will come, but we have to congratulate Cardiff Met University and Christian Edwards, and we'll welcome them to the Welsh Premier League and hope they can light it up like Glan Didno have.
No mind about that. They've got good catering. That's all that matters. I think that's actually on the criteria for the domestic licence. Have you got good half-time catering, as judged by Tommy Morgan and Jonah, and that's how you get your domestic licence? That's how it's done.
I've never seen Tommy go to a counter, so I don't know what he knows about food.
He's a cardi. Of course you haven't. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your time, Jonah. We've got some excellent games coming up, and we'll be talking about them next week. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Good luck.
Brought to you by Audioboom.